Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
What's going on, everybody? Curtis Wilkerson with hogsports.com coming to you live from right outside Bankers Life Fieldhouse here in Indianapolis, where the Hogs just wrapped up a 72-70 Sweet 16 win over Oral Roberts. Wow, that game was absolutely crazy. I walked out of the arena after the Sweet 16, that nail-biter against Texas Tech, and I was tingling all over. And I still feel the same thing now after being a part of that game just now. I mean, incredible. You know, this Razorback team, had I told you that Arkansas was going to shoot 37% from the field, that Moses Moody was going to go 4 of 20, that Max Asemus was going to score 25 points, but Arkansas was still going to win the game, you might have told me that I was crazy, but that's exactly what happened. Wild. Hats off to Oral Roberts. You know, I said yesterday when I was doing a live preview that I wasn't sure if Oral Roberts was going to be able to defend Arkansas. I just think back to that second half of the first game they played, where Arkansas got so aggressive attacking the basket, and they really struggled to keep Arkansas away from the rim. They struggled to keep them off the glass, and I thought that would carry over, and eventually it did tonight. But for the first 25, 28 minutes, it didn't. I mean, they held Arkansas to, what was it, 28 points in the first half. Hats off to Oral Roberts for doing a nice job there on the defensive and the floor. They did better than I thought they would. You know, Oral Roberts comes out, and the first five shots they make are all three-pointers. And it wasn't all Asemus. They were getting some from the supporting cast. You know, Juergens is a guy who I didn't think would hurt Arkansas, but he had a big game. He did a nice job defending Moses Moody on the night. You know, they had Kareem Thompson. Some of those other guys we talked about, you know, Arkansas has to obviously really focus on Asemus and O'Banner, and they did a nice job on O'Banner tonight. He may have had a double-double or close to it, but he really had to work for it. He only took seven shots on the game. Nice job by Justin Smith. But you didn't want any of those other guys to be able to step in and hit you with, you know, 12, 14, 16 points. And they had some of that supporting cast who really stepped up and did a nice job. Arkansas was able to overcome it. You know, the Hogs got down there in the first half. But you still kind of felt all the way through, even though they were so sluggish on the offensive end, that they were going to figure it out eventually. They always do, right? Somebody shout out a stat to me as I was walking out of the building that Arkansas is 10-4 this season in games that they trail at some point by double figures. That's crazy. What does that mean? Do we want them to get down by 10 or more? I don't. I'd like a nice, easy, stress-free 40-minute ball game where Arkansas leads wire to wire. Can we get that against Baylor on Monday? Because I don't know how much more my heart can take, man. I mean, what a game. You know, when Arkansas gets down, they're down 7 at halftime, you're thinking, all right, they're going to regroup, they're going to make some adjustments, they're really going to get it going. Well, they come out in the second half and get a good burst from Devo Davis. I think he scored the first 6 points for the Razorbacks, knocking down some jumpers, getting to the rim. He's got some intensity. But Oral Roberts came out white hot again. They jumped out to 10, a 10-point lead, got up by as much as a dozen within the first 4 or 5 minutes there of the second half. And you're thinking, you know, is this where the luck is going to run out for the Razorbacks? Coming into the game, I was thinking luck was going to run out for Cinderella. Okay? And it did in the long run, but that's a formidable group. And if Asemus and O'Banner both come back next year, they're going to cause teams problems again. So they are playing really good basketball, and I've already said it once, but I'll say it again, really impressed with them. Shout outs to Oral Roberts. But Arkansas is so resilient. This team has so much grit and determination. They're connected, they're together, and they're just not ready to be done playing with each other. One more game, one more night. That's the motto we've heard for so long now, and you could just see it in their play and in their intensity down the stretch, grinding out stops, securing rebounds, fighting around that rim to get those buckets to go. And that's what you have to do, is chip away. They weren't trying to make the 10-point shot. or the 12-point shot, but they chipped away over time, minute by minute, getting a little bit closer, and eventually got that thing tied up and took a lead at the five-minute mark and battled it down the stretch. You know, got to a point there where Oral Roberts tied the game 70-70, split a pair of free throws. They could have taken the lead. They split the free throws there. And you got 30 seconds left, and you're thinking, okay, Arkansas is going to be able to pretty much get the last shot here. They clear the floor for Jalen Tate, who was phenomenal offensively. Jalen Tate carried Arkansas for a majority of that game offensively. But he's got the isolation. He drives. He finds Devo Davis. You think about a guy like Devo who barely played the last time that Arkansas played Oral Roberts in December, and how far he's come from then to now to be able to step up and knock down that jumper and give Arkansas a 72-70 lead. It was just a euphoric moment. I mean, that's what you live for. Whether you're a basketball player, a coach, a fan, a media member, that's something that you'll never forget, was Devo stepping up and knocking down that shot. It was incredible. But then you look over and you say, oh crap, there's still 3.1 seconds left on the clock. So Oral Roberts calls a timeout. They get to draw up their play, and you know, somehow, some way, they're trying to get that ball to Asemus. And you can't full deny him, because if you do, if they make an inbounds pass and he gets behind the defenders, he's a guy that can get to the rim so quick, and he could finish a layup, tie that game, send it into overtime. So they let him banana cut, he got it, and he actually got a pretty decent look on the right wing, rimmed out. Arkansas hangs on for the 72-70 win. And it was a huge exhale, at least on my end. I don't know how y'all felt about it. But, you know, you survive and advance at this point in the season. When you don't play your best game, and every team has one of those, every team that wins a championship has one of those games where they just don't play as well as they're capable of. But they find a way. And maybe that was this point for this Razorback team. Again, 37% from the field. They struggled at times defending that two-man game with Asemus and O'Banner. You know, I thought after Oral Roberts hit those first five threes, Arkansas made a really nice adjustment, and they got some luck because Oral Roberts still got some open looks, but for the most part, it was dictated as the guys they wanted taking the shots, taking the shots. So they hit five threes in the first, what, 4, 5, 6 minutes, and they only hit three more the rest of the game. So that was a big adjustment, really big adjustment. They did a nice job, Arkansas did, of keeping Oral Roberts off the foul line for the most part. Asemus got there a little bit too much, but he also gave you a couple by splitting the pair. I think twice he did that, and it's not something he usually does. Oral Roberts is a great free throw shooting team, and he absolutely is. So it helped you out there. And then the shot selection got a little bit better for Arkansas, especially in the second half. It was so eerily similar to that first game that they played Oral Roberts in December, where they struggled, maybe took too many threes, or at least contested, you know, mid-range, long twos. Those, analytically, those aren't the shots that you want. They only took 2 3-pointers in the second half, and they were so aggressive, getting to the basket, attacking the glass, second chance points, points in the paint. That's where Arkansas dominated, and that's where they wound up winning the game. You know, I talked about Jalen Tate and his ability to carry the team offensively when things weren't going well. He was the guy that kind of kept them in it, getting some timely buckets in the first half. He made several huge baskets late in the game. He finished with a game-high 22 points. I think he added 6 assists and 4 rebounds also. It's incredible. Justin Smith didn't necessarily bring his A game from an offensive standpoint, but he did enough, and he was so active on the glass. Another big double-double for Justin Smith, 12 points, 14 rebounds. Those were huge, all of them, and he played great defense on O'Banner. He really, really made him work. Moses Moody was 4-20, clearly not his best night from the field. You know, shout out to Oral Roberts. They did a really nice job of defending him. You know, a lot of those shots that Moody creates, he uses that 6'6 frame, and he's able to really elevate and get a clean look, but they limited his clean looks quite a bit. And then he just couldn't get the jumpers to fall, but he did enough, and he made some timely baskets, and he got to the free throw line and was able to cash in. As he finished with a dozen. You know, Devo Davis, the kid's unreal. And I asked Musselman about him after the game, and he said, look, we don't run plays for Devo. He's just balling. He's hooping. He's making plays. And that mid-range jumper is so solid. You know, he's gotten to the point where he pulls up from that mid-range 15 to 17 feet, it's nearly automatic. You just feel like it's going in. And when he's getting to the rim and using his length and his wingspan and that left hand, it's so smooth. And you feel great about it. Arkansas is just a different team on both ends of the floor, offensively and defensively, when he's in the game. You know, he did a nice job on Asemans. I know he finished with 25 points or whatever, but he had to work for him, and it wasn't efficient. I'll tell you that right now. It was not an efficient 25. Oh, man. What a game. You know, Jalen Williams earned the start, and I thought Arkansas had a nice game plan going into it of, hey, you know, let's try to pound these guys inside, and they did. Arkansas was getting some post-ups, some looks around the rim. They weren't converting. But then they wound up playing a lot of small ball, right? Four guards and Justin Smith at the five. And ultimately, that's what brought them home. They found a way. Folks, they found a way. And this team has done it consistently over and over. Trailed by 14 to Colgate in the first round. You're thinking, oh, man, is Arkansas going to be this team that gets upset in the first round? Are we going to be those guys? They weren't. They found a way. They pulled away at the end, won by 17. Texas Tech had you down 10. You battled back and went up 10 on them, and they came back at the end, but you got the defensive stops down the stretch to hold on and win the game. You just wanted it that much more. And then the same thing tonight. You got a team red hot, Cinderella, trying to make history, and Arkansas found a way to just make one more play, and that's all it takes, because it's win or go home, do or die. You just got to make one more play. And at the end of the game, Devo Davis made his shot. Max Asemus missed his. Arkansas is moving on to the Elite Eight. Let's go. They get Baylor. Listen, Baylor has been a national championship contender all year. They're an incredible team. They really are. They were tested tonight by Villanova. And Villanova has a hard time scoring right now, but they're an elite defensive team, kind of like Arkansas. So I feel better about that matchup right now than I did before Baylor beat Villanova today. It's going to be a really, really interesting game to watch. But I think Arkansas matches up fairly well. Baylor's a great three-point shooting team. I'm going to do a preview on them tomorrow, so stay tuned for that. But they're a great three-point shooting team. They've got some athleticism. And when they're locked in, they can really, really defend. So Arkansas is going to have to bring their A game defensively, which they usually do, and they've been consistent in doing so. But they're also going to have to get things going and become a little bit more efficient on the offensive end. They're going to have to knock down some jump shots. Moses Moody is going to have to do what he does and what he has done over the course of the season. It's time for a breakout game for Moses. Get JD Notte going a little bit. This is a game where I think Arkansas might need to score in the upper 70s or closer to 80 to get it done. But I say that, and they continue to find ways. So maybe it'll be another slugfest and a low-scoring game and a win for the Razorbacks. I don't know, but it's incredible to see this team from where they were at the beginning of the year when Justin Smith was out and everything looked so bleak and grim. Things didn't feel good. Things were trending in the wrong direction. But to see the way they've turned it around and come together, it's been incredible. They deserve to be here. They deserve to be one of the final eight teams playing basketball in the country at this point in the season, and they got a chance to continue to play and advance to the Final Four. Could you imagine? It's exciting. Good times. Like I said the other day, it's a good time to be a Razorback fan. As always, I appreciate you guys joining in, listening in, following along on the journey. It's been incredible. Loving it. Congratulations to Coach Musselman. Congratulations to the Razorbacks. We'll be back with you tomorrow for a preview of that Baylor game. We'll talk to you soon.
The hit Paramount Plus original docuseries returns.
The last time I saw Max, he looked at us laughing, and then everything changed in a blink of an eye.
My feeling as a detective is that he was murdered.
Yahoo Entertainment calls it a spine-chilling docuseries showcasing real-life tragedies.
What if it was your child who went missing?
We need to know the truth.
Never seen again. Now streaming on Paramount Plus.